From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For Tuesday, June the 3rd, 2014, I'm Philip Grant. Audrey Matadz writes in the Daily Mail that the Cairo Historical Society's Hometown Heroes banner program has proven to be a success. Society President John Cargo reported to the Cairo Town Board on Monday, June the 2nd, that banner installations for the year has been completed, but there continue to be requests for additional banners. He said a total of 212 banners have been hung from light posts and utility poles throughout the town and its hamlets. To qualify, an honoree must have served in the military and been a resident of Cairo. The Historical Society is developing a book in conjunction with the banners as well. Cairo's the only town in the state of New York to have such a program, according to town board member Dan Joyce. That is a story that you'll find in today's Daily Mail. And Joe Gentile is reporting in the Register Star that the Claverick Planning Board reviewed applications from an aspiring distiller and potential brewmaster on Monday, June the 2nd. The board set a public hearing in July on Joseph Singleton's application for his microfarm distillery to be located at 239 Millbrook Road, directly adjacent to the Triform Campbell community. Singleton intends to operate a microfarm distillery for producing bourbon and vodka. Joe Bell's application to open a microbrewery in his father's garage located on Thelman Road was referred to the Zoning Board of Appeals. That is a story that you will find in today's Register Star. Finally, the Public News Service is reporting that the towns of Dryden and Middlefield in central New York have taken the fight to ban the hydrofracking process in those communities to the State Court of Appeals on Tuesday, June the 3rd. The case could shape the future of fracking statewide. Mark Shearer has that story.
A case being argued in New York's highest appeals court today could shape the future of fracking, or using hydraulic pressure to extract natural gas from the Marcellus Shale formation below much of the Empire State. The towns of Dryden and Middlefield in the Finger Lakes region voted to use local zoning laws to ban fracking inside their communities. Norse Energy Corporation USA, a foreign-owned natural gas drilling company, sued the towns. Helen Slache, who initially came up with the legal strategy defending the zoning, says Dryden and Middlefield should prevail with the help of lawyers from Earth Justice.
We're very hopeful and optimistic that the Court of Appeals will rule that communities in New York have the right to say no to gas drilling and to be able to say no to this sort of heavy industrialization.
Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration has missed several self-imposed deadlines for announcing regulations for fracking. If Dryden and Middlefield win, the dozens of other New York communities who have zoned out fracking as well would likely see more cities and towns following suit with local votes taken on the issue. If the anti-fracking zoning is upheld, Slache says she would expect to see the gas industry bring enormous resources and pressure to bear on influencing local populations and their governments to reject fracking bans, but she says it wouldn't be easy.
Local governments tend to be small enough and personal enough that the people who are elected have to live in those communities, and so it's harder to basically ignore what your constituents want.
Slache says the gas industry and its supporters could turn to the state legislature to step in an attempt to overrule localities' bans.
In Pennsylvania, the legislature made no bones about it and said, we're passing a law, you can't regulate industry, and by the way, we mean you can't zone it out either.
Norse owns or leases approximately 130,000 acres in New York State and has said it looks forward to developing their resource potential. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.
And as for the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont for today, Tuesday, June the 3rd. Scattered to numerous thunderstorms are expected to develop late Tuesday morning and persist into the evening. Any thunderstorms will be capable of producing locally heavy downpours and gusty winds. Thunderstorms are expected to move toward the east or northeast at 10 to 20 miles an hour. The locally heavy downpours will likely lead to ponding of water in low-lying, poor drainage, and urban areas. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 10 a.m. Some of those storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy, with a temperature high near 83 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely mainly before 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 60 degrees. Chance of precipitation Tuesday night is 60%. In the forecast for the next 3 days, on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of rain mainly after 11 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 54. On Thursday, rain is likely. It will be cloudy with a high near 72 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low around 51. And for Friday, partly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 55. Sunrise today was at 5:20 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:27 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 6 minutes. 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, June the 3rd, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.